Okay. Any question? Someone knows what are we talking about? I hope so. So, let's go on. Today we start with a new story. It's the story of Nasu. I hope you have read it. If you have read it, you have noticed that when the story finishes, another story starts. Same subject. What is the subject? Okay. This is a subject that you could talk about a lot. Philosophies and blah, 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 this and that. Because, first of all, we are born animals. So we start with mistakes. This is obvious. Expecting a child to grow up and not to mistake is what? It's nonsense. Impossible. Really. So, what should we do? Everybody will do something, let's say, bad. Then what? Then what? Then that somebody is doomed to be the worst forever, or that somebody could repent and change. This is a serious subject. Why? Look back at yourself. You're talking here, right? How many mistakes did you make and you repented and you repeated the mistake? Because repentance is somehow logical. That, okay, now I'm sorry I did it. But I could forget it, right? This is why we have two stories. First story is about Nasu, who doesn't forget. Who cannot forget. Because he is pushed hard. Then you will hear another story. After the Nasu and all the explanations, then we'll talk about somebody who will repent and then forget that sadness and negative feeling and will do it again and again. What is that? So first, let's see how one could be repentant. This is the Nasu. It's a very simple story. Nasu is a man. Okay. He finds the best trick to enjoy it. In his time, there is no video porn that you could always watch. Porn is not that much. And he will go and become a guy who is working as a girl in the bathroom, public bath, ladies' public bath. So he is enjoying being there with these naked women. And that's fantastic. Then, one day, the accident happened. An important girl, the princess, is there, and she will lose one of his rings. Ring? My God, somebody! We have to check everyone. They start to check everyone. Everybody is clear. Okay, now these workers here,
So you call the guy.
That's the situation.
In this situation, the ring will be found. I would say, hey, sorry, blah, 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 blah. Okay, come on and rub my back.
Because Nasruf passed that pressure and that fear and all of that, he decided not to do it again. So, what did you learn from that? Those little things you forget and you forgive yourself could kill you. One moment, when I was telling you the story of this man, did you think about the ring of the princess being lost and everybody? That's how it happens. You don't know where it happens. So first story explains to you what the problem is, and the solution is simple. Stop doing that bad stuff. Then we'll explain the rest of it. So, Peter.
Story explaining the repentance of Nasu. As milk that flows from the teat never returns to the teat, so he who is repented like Nasu will never think of that sin in the way of desire. Nay, his loathing will increase continually, and that loathing is a proof that he has experienced the delight of being accepted, and that the old lust has ceased to give delight, and that the former has established itself in the place of the latter, as it has been said, nothing breaks off love except another love. Why don't you take a friend fairer than he? And when his heart desires to sin again, it is a sign that he has not experienced the delight of acceptance, and that the delight of acceptance has not superseded the delight of sin, and that he has not become, we will surely dispose him to ease, but that the delight of, we will surely dispose him to hardship, is still remaining in him.
Long, long time. Even one verse is of a verse. Why?
First of all, who knows what it means, Nasu?
Of course not. But Rumi knows.
Don't forget, one of his languages is Arabic, and he loves it. Nasu comes from the verb nasaha, means advising. Nasu is the fellow who is giving the advice. Means what? Means in this story, with this fellow, I'm advising you. Okay. This fellow, he started to explain that when something is done, it's done. It doesn't go back. He started with that, right? The milk comes out, it doesn't go in again. So whatever you do, you did. You cannot undo it. You should change completely if you understand how bad it is, the stuff you're doing. This is why the teachers, they always explain to you your shortcoming, your weaknesses, and all of that, because that's what you should really learn. Yes.
There was a foretime a man named Nasu. He earned his livelihood by shampooing women. His face resembled a female.
The first of all, he started very simple. Did he give you any excuse why the guy is doing this? No. He said, the name of the guy is Nasu, and he is doing this. Why? Yes. Because
His face resembled a female countenance. He was disguising his manliness. He was a shampooer in the women's bath, and very active in fraud and deceit. For years he went on shampooing, and no one suspected the nature and secret of his fondness. Because his voice and countenance were women-like, yet his lust was at full strength and wide awake. He wore the shadar and snood and veil, a man lustful and in the prime of youth.
Okay. Now I'm clear. Explanation was obvious. This is the stuff that anybody could do for a long, long time. As long as the others are not suspicious and nobody is, it could go on. This guy has a female face. Therefore, he's doing this for years now. Yes.
In this fashion, that enamored man was massaging and washing the daughters of empress. He often resolved on repentance and was turning his back. The miscreant's carnal soul would always tear his repentance to pieces. That evildoer went to a Gnostic and said, "Remember me in prayer." The holy man knew his secret, but, like the forbearance of God, he did not divulge it.
Ah, okay. Now, this guy knows that he's doing bad. Now he repents, but we'll forget, because next day, let's do it again and again and again. You understand all of this. Meanwhile, he thinks that, oh, this is bad. Let me go to someone. That someone is Aref, means the guy with the knowledge, right? He goes there and say, "Please, would you please do something for me?" Without explaining the secret, he wants to please be kind and have some prayer for me. Forgetting that Aref will look at you and will know what you're doing. Because why? This is a good question that all of you practically face, because the people around you will ask you, what are you talking about? Again, you're talking about the miracle, No, it's not a miracle. It's simple. When you're doing something very bad, what is that thing really happening? First, here, in you, right? So it's always in you. You put it aside. What side? Is it still in you? Are you trying to not think about it? But it's there, because it's a part of your personality, isn't it? So, just imagine for you, because you have the problem of a little education. This is what our intellectual people are deep in trouble, because when you talk about something magical like that, it's like, come on, give me a break. No. Let's go back. I go back 100 years ago only. And that 100 years ago means when my father was a young man. Okay? In that time, if there was a psychiatrist and an FBI specialist in portrait making of a criminal,